Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Tom Hanlon reminding you that when you have a crowd as big as the one gathered here for tonight's Hollywood Barn Dance, there's bound to be a lot of fun. So how about you and the whole family joining Dusty King and the whole Barn Dance gang right now?
Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm my way to stay.
Now I've got no money, got no place to stay. Got no place to lay my head in chicken corn and bay.
Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm my way to stay.
I wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime. Wish I had a pretty little boy and loved me all the time.
Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm away to stay.
Come on,
Joe. I went down to see my gal. She met me at the door with her shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor.
Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away to stay.
Folks, howdy. My name's Dusty King, and it sure does my heart good to see so many of you old friends keep coming to these Saturday night get-togethers. And since we're always anxious to meet new friends, I can't think of a better way than to have Sally Foster, the gal with a smile in her voice, sing for you. Come on, Sally, honey.
All right, Johnny. Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, shed over you. Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I've shed over.
Old pal, old Dale Carnegie. Say, haven't I met you someplace before?
Oh, it's quite possible, Johnny Bond. Sometimes I get a little careless about where I go.
Now, that ain't a fine how do you do. Just when I've decided to turn over a new leaf.
A new leaf, Johnny?
Yep, I've been reading up them books on how, you know, how to win friends and influence people.
Oh, well, now I think that's wonderful, Johnny. I suppose you're no longer mad at Merle Travis for burning down the livery stable instead of the high school.
Now, wait a minute, Dusty. That book didn't say nothing about influencing enemies. You can carry this too far, you know.
Yeah, Johnny, in fact, we've already gone too far without a song from those friendly fellows, the Plainsmen. Go ahead, fellers.
So long,
my bed and pack up my clothes and lighten my heart with a song. For where I'll be traveling, nobody knows, but I'll have to be moving along.
so farewell to the home corral and all the old friends that I knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where I dreamed the hours away. Send my mail to the end of the trail, so long to the Red River Valley, so long.
Thank you, Branson. Ah, that sure was fine, wasn't it, Dusty?
Sure was, Johnny. Hey, come on, let's go over and see how Clippy Stone and his wife are getting along.
Why, something wrong with them?
Oh, it's nothing serious. They just had a little falling out. You know how jealous Clippy's wife is.
Do I? Why, she's so jealous that whenever Clippy comes home with a hair on his coat, he has to show her the horse he'd come from.
Oh, Johnny. Oh. Well, folks, you know, one of your old friends of the Hollywood Barn Dance has just returned from a barnstorming trip through the South, where he's made a lot more friends for himself. What do you say we welcome him back, huh, Johnny? Our favorite cowboy, Jimmy Wakely.
You're somebody's rose now, and everyone knows now. You have decided just who it will be. I'm walking in clover, my troubles are over. You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me. I've waited a long time for someone like you. Now there's a lifetime too good to be true. The vows to be spoken will never be broken. You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me. I've waited a long time for someone like you. Now there's a lifetime too good to be true. The vows to be spoken will never be broken. You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me. That someone is me.
Thank you, folks. And Dusty, it's sure good to be back.
Well, good enough to make you want to give out with another song, Jimmy. We hope, we hope, we hope.
All right, Dusty, if the boys will be good enough to provide the background, here's Song of the Sierras.
Sing a song of the Sierras. Let me dream of mountains high. Let me hear the cattle and the coyote's lonely cry. Let me hear guitars a-strumming on an old familiar tune, while a cowboy sings his love song to a lonely western moon. It's the nearest place to heaven where a man is free, and I read and I'll be living with the one who waits for me. Sing a song of the Sierras, where the mountains kiss the sky. Let the song
But say, Dusty, as long as the welcome mat is out, we're kind of celebrating old home week. How about getting Jack Rivers up there on the stage?
Yeah, we're coming to that, cowpoke. Yeah, folks, Jack's been away from the barn dance for a few weeks, too. In fact, he accompanied Jimmy Wakely on his tour. How about it, Jack? You got a tune for us? Yeah. Yeah.
can really play that guitar, can't he?
He sure can, Johnny.
Say, how about you going to work around here, huh?
All right, I'll...
Sing a song.
I'll pull up the saddle and do Heartache, Sadness, and Tears,
Heartache,
Johnny.
Heartache, Sadness, and Tears, Johnny.
I dream of you every evening, dreams that will never come true. When I awake, I remember you left me for somebody new. Are for only remembering things of the past you hold dear. All I have left to remember is heartache and sadness and tears. In all my dreams I can see you smiling and laughing. To remember is heartaches and sadness and
Well, you all know what that means, don't you? Yes, sirree, it's square dance time here at the Hollywood Barn Dance. So grab your partners, neighbors, and join in the fun. Hey, Flippy, how about rounding up a caller?
I got Rivers over here.
Oh, gentlemen, left to meet your honey across the hall. And promenade it and promenade all. Back here's my cowboy found. Swing it, pot, and go hard wild. Swing it, mon, swing it, pawn. Don't forget old Arkansas.
We'll be back in 30 seconds over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles, 102.
A friend in need is a friend indeed. And right now, what we need is a song from Sally Foster. Sally, for front and center, please, honey.
All right, Dusty.
Yodelay, dear, holy hello. The bright stars are gleaming. It's night time again on the banks of the old. The wild wolf is howling far out on the plain, 'neath the light of the silvery moon. Now I think of my mother, my dad, and my pal, when the moon in the hill. That old Kentucky shore, lay
folks, that was our singing star, Sally Foster. And it looks like she gave the Plainsmen some ideas, because I see they're all set to cement a few friendships themselves.
Oh, give me back my prairie with the cattle and wild game, where the hills are nice and curvy and the women are the same. Where cowboys all yell with me while a lariat they twirl, and the timber wolves yell,
timber!
When they see a pretty girl. Oh, why, oh, why did I ever see my old man? Why, oh, why did I ever have to go? Oh, why, oh, why did I ever leave my old man? Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for me high and low and high.
Uncle Max in Cheyenne Plains, he's honest as the sun. He worked 6 years in a bathhouse and he never took A1. The sheriff finally got him and no more will Uncle roam. They caught him working in a bank and taking samples home.
Whoa!
I met a gal in Kodiak and she had a pretty face, with a figure like an hourglass in the sand in the right place. We sure got real romantic, but here's why my love grew cool. She always chewed tobacco and she spoke with a southern drool.
Oh, why, oh, why did I ever leave my home? Why, oh, why did I ever have to go? Why, oh, why did I ever leave my home? Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for me high and low and high and low.
I had a dog named Rover, and he was as smart as he could be. I can still do all the tricks my little puppy doggy taught to me. I loved him just like a mother. He was really man's best friend. One day, he bit his tail right off. That's how he met his end.
Oh, why, oh, why did I ever leave my home? Why, oh, why did I ever have to go?
Hey, Merle. Merle, how about doing some picking?
All right. I've been in three counties, and them Plainsmen's the best ones I ever seen.
Oh, aren't they dandy?
Oh, you want some corn to get our picking up?
It's Merle Travis, folks, on the Hollywood Barn Dance. What you gonna sing, Merle?
Like sing a little song about Mr. Johnson's cat. Here's the way it goes.
Old Mr. Johnson had trouble of his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. Tried everything he knew to keep the cat away. He gave him to the preacher and he told him for to stay. But the cat come back. He thought he was a goner, but the cat come back. On the very next day, the cat come back. Hooray for Mr. Johnson, oh, the cat come back. On the very next day. Now Mr. Johnson gave him to a man in a balloon. Told him for to give him to the man in the moon. Doggone, that balloon and moon got mixed up. Well, the balloon, it busted, and everybody said it was 40 miles away or more that picked a man up dead. But the cat come back. Hooray for Mr. Johnson. Oh, the cat come back, cause he couldn't stay away. The cat come back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat come back on the very next day. Now the caddy was a terror, and they thought it was the best to give him to a feller that was going out west. The train was going around the curve, struck a broken rail. Not a single soul aboard the train left to tell the trail, but the cat come back. Hooray for Mr. Johnson, oh, the cat come back on the very next day. Well, the cat come back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat come back on the very next day. Well, a little boy took him with a $20 note to the middle of the river in a little open boat. Tied a rock around his neck, it weighed 40 pounds. Now the fishing in the river for a little boy that's drowned, but the cat come back. He thought he was a goner, but the cat come back on the very next day. The cat come back. Hooray for Mr. Johnson, but the cat come back, cause he couldn't stay away.
Well, a man on the corner swore to kill a cat on sight. He loaded up his musket with nails and dynamite. He waited on the corner for the cat to come around. A half a dozen little pieces of the man was all he found, but the cat come back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat come back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. The cat come back. Hooray for Mr. Johnson, though, the cat come back on the very next day.
Now, folks, here comes everybody's best friend, that long, lean, lanky, lazy Lulu from Lizard Ridge, Johnny Bond.
Hiya, dusty old pal, bosom buddy.
Hiya, Johnny, and thanks for calling me your pal, because, you know, I'm really your friend until the end.
Hey, Dusty, can you loan me $5 till Tuesday?
The end came sooner than I thought.
Now, look, don't tell me that, dusty old pal. I'm in Dutch with my wife a little bit, and I just gotta have $5.
Say, aren't you the guy that's always giving your wife a check for 10,000 kisses?
Yeah, that's the reason I'm in Dutch. The Iceman cashed one of them this morning.
Oh, that was the loud explosion I heard over at your house this morning.
No, Johnny. That explosion was powder.
Powder?
Yeah, she's found some on my coat sleeve.
Oh. So you're trying to make it up to her by borrowing money from your friends.
Dusty, I just gotta get a hold of $5 some way.
Did I hear somebody say they wanted to borrow $5?
Well, hello, Cliffy, old pal. Sure, I could use $5.
Well, here you are, Dusty. Take 10. Take 20. Take all you
Cliffy,
need.
Cliffy, old pal, my friend.
What did you say, stranger?
Now, listen here, Cliffy. You ain't fooling me. You lend me $5 or I'll tell your wife about that blonde you winked at yesterday on the street.
I never winked at any blonde. I just got something in my eye.
Yeah, well, she got in your car, too, bud.
I'll come around later, Dusty, when you're not alone.
Yeah, so long, Cliffy.
Now, how do you like that guy? And just
Johnny, I hate to tell you this, but you're never going to be able to borrow from your friends. Why don't you go to work?
Work?
Yeah. I know a poultry dealer that'll pay you $10 a week. Can you dress a chicken?
Not on $10 a week, I can't.
Hey, Johnny, here comes Merle Travis. Maybe he'll lend you $5.
Oh, hiya, Merle Travis, old pal.
Hello, Johnny. Say, did you happen to lose a $5 bill?
Lose $5 bill? Why, yes, I believe I did. Did you find it?
No. I was just checking up on all the people that's lost $5 bills. You're the 14th one I've found today.
That doggone Cliffy, he told you I needed $5. Say, wait a minute, Merle Travis. I just happen to think you owe me $5.
Who, me?
Yes.
When did I borrow $5 from you?
The other night when you was drunk.
Is that right? Oh, I paid that back to you.
When did you pay it back?
The other night when you was drunk.
Merle, old pal, please let me have $5.
What did you say, stranger?
Doggone it, Dusty. They all passed me by. You're the only pal I got left in this world.
What'd you say, stranger?
Now, look, Dusty. Mrs. Droopwater owes me some money for taking care of her kids this morning. She ain't paid me yet.
Uh-huh.
Now, just as soon as she pays me...
Speaking of Mrs. Droopwater, Johnny, why not ask her for the money? Hey, here she comes now.
There you are, you dear
took
you
a long time
boy.
Getting here, Dusty, that's all I
know. Well, I was standing way back there.
Say, look, about this morning, you know...
Yes? You are the one who took care
I'm
of
the
my
one that took care of your little,
little darlings.
Yes, yes.
Let me
means.
Read my lines, Bond.
I had trouble with them too. I want you to know that.
You did? Well, did they give you any trouble when you gave them their bath?
Yes, I did. I especially had trouble with the big one.
The big one?
Yeah, the one with the glasses.
Glasses? Well, that was my husband.
Oh, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have took his sailboat away from him.
Oh, you. I'm going to pay you off in cash.
Yeah?
How much do I owe you?
Well, now, Droopy, since you put it that way, it'll be $100.
One? Why, of all the nerve. Here's $200. It's worth it to get rid of you.
Thanks.
Hey, Johnny, let me see that. Did she really give you $200?
There it is, genuine American money.
Well, say, Johnny, old pal, my best friend, what do you say we have a little talk? You know, about old times and such?
What did you say, stranger?
Well, thank you, Johnny Bond, and that calls for some more music.
Now, that's just your way of putting it, Dusty. I see it calls for a song from you. What do you say, gang?
Yeah. All right, folks.
Come
with
on,
the help of
on.
The plainsman, here's Riding Down the Canyon. Riding down the canyon when the sun goes down.
picture that no artist e'er could paint. White faced Catalonians on the mountainside, I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Oh, cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I tell you, folks, it's heaven. When that desert sun goes down, cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I tell riding down the trail, when that desert sun goes down.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.
Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.